Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Talking about tracking and catching cheaters, and maybe you've tracked somebody. Maybe you've been tracked.
Yeah, this is so interesting. So all of a sudden, out of the blue, in my email, I get this message that says, beat a cheater. Track any phone instantly. Free, fast, anonymous. So they have apparently a service where you can see who's been texting your significant other or vice, you know, whatever.
What?
You can totally track them. So this begs the question, have you ever tracked someone? Have you ever been tracked? 833-563-2539. That's creepy AF.
How much does that cost?
Do you want to do it?
That's what I was wondering. Like, would you actually do
asking
it?
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Like, if you need to track somebody, the relationship is over.
Do you think so? What if you wanted to track Lindsay?
Why would I track Lindsay?
But what if you just thought you had a reason to, or vice versa?
I would, like, say, hey, are you cheating on me? And she'd be like, yeah, I'm hooking up with this one dude. I'd be like, all right, well, we're done. I don't know. Like, I am insecure about my body and things, but I'm not insecure in my relationship. Like, I either trust the person.
Right.
Or I don't. But a lot of people, I know, Mackenzie, like, you bring this up, probably would want to know more about these services.
Yeah.
Probably even have done this before, some way, somehow.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of services like that. You can record their nightly sounds. You can.
What? See that. Hold you on. Can don't one at a time here.
What I don't does see, that even mean?
The fact that Mackenzie just breezes through and it's like no big deal. It's like I feel like she's done this with her ex.
No, I'm looking on this online right now. You can dig into their history. You can find out their cloud. You can track their exact movements.
Wait,
I mean,
that's hacking.
Exist,
that's hacking,
you guys.
No, that's more than hacking. That's got to be illegal.
No, they're like cell phone spy apps online. These exist. Anyone can do them. I'm not like just special intel.
Apple won't even give the password to the police officers when they're asking to get in someone's phone. So how is that legal?
There's apps for that.
But it's illegal, Mackenzie. Then like
cheater.
I could hack your cloud. If you got nudes, I got your nudes.
Yeah,
like that's
exactly.
Illegal.
But you could do it.
This is a total invasion of someone's personal privacy. And two, I'm kind of with Joe. Like, if you feel like you need to do this in your relationship, there's a deeper problem. Like, you guys should probably go to couples counseling. Like, if it's come to that point, just don't do it and go to couples counseling and figure it out.
Oh, my God.
I think this is when someone's denying and you want to catch them in their tracks.
What? Has anybody done this then? Okay, like Mackenzie says, it's if you're denying and you want to catch them. Did they deny? They're like, no, it's all good. And you're like, oh, we'll see about that. And you actually found something? Because I doubt you'll call and admit like, oh, I thought they were cheating and they weren't. I just was really insecure.
Or maybe you found out you were freaking being tracked and you're like, what? Because that's not so hard to do on like people's phones.
Oh my God, like what if they put a tracker on your car? They don't believe where you're going. Ooh.
Yeah.
So I know this girl that had a very weird intuition feeling that her significant other was cheating on her. So she looked through all of his phone, all of his messages, did not find anything. And then she was like, you know what? I'm just going to re-download Tinder and see what I find. She re-downloaded the app that was deleted off of his phone, re-downloaded it, signed in. Saw that he was having daily conversations with like multiple women, but every time he would come home, he would delete the app, so she would never know.
This is my always debate, the debacle. If you don't freely, you would not hand over your phone to your significant other. You're hiding something.
Not true.
And this is what all
not
guys in particular
true.
Say. Oh no, you're insecure. I shouldn't have to do that. The fact you want, you're crazy if you want this. If you have really nothing to hide, no inappropriate conversations, nothing you've been doing that's weird, you should totally freely hand over your phone.
But it's
be
pretty
able to.
If you're asking for me to hand over my phone, though, like
see,
your insecurity
that's
is so
that's
huge.
The move everyone goes to.
It's not a move. It's the truth, guy or girl.
In between both of you guys, because I think it has to do with the context. Now, if I am in the car with my significant other and I'm like, hey, give me your phone. I want to choose a Spotify song. Free Willy, give me my phone. If he was hiding something, he wouldn't even give away his phone for that. But if I'm being you know, crazy, or vice versa. If he's being crazy, like, I know something's going on. Give me your phone. Give me your phone. It's almost like, bro, why don't you trust me? So, like, chill out.
Okay,
I'm
so
upset.
Say you're like, I want to check out the Spotify, whatever. And then you open, you hit his text messages and you just start flipping through.
No. Why would you open it up? Why would you?
Would Jewel that? Would he be like, what the hell are you doing?
He'd be like, okay. He probably would not care because he's like, I've got nothing to hide, but I want to let it be known. I would never do that.
Jewel Daddy, if Liv ever did that, break up with him. It's crazy.
But why?
Because if I went through Lindsay's phone,
I think there's clear trust issues.
563-2539. Yes, this is for
trust issues.
Your relationship sucks. It's over if that's the case.
Yeah, I think if you're doing that, you have trust issues and you've got a problem.
All right, what do you think? We'll talk to you next. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
All right, well, secretly, this whole thing, I think McKenzie's just trying to track people, but she got a notification or something about track people.
I'm
see
not
their
in
phones.
A relationship. I have no one to track. It's really not. I got the, I got a email, like a random spam thing that was like, beat a cheater. And I was like, how is this possible? And there's all these like tracking devices, apps and stuff you can put on your phone. So I just was like,
which one's your favorite so far that you've downloaded?
I don't have anyone to track. It makes me paranoid. Someone's tracking me. Because I watched the show You on Netflix. So I'm freaked out. It's about a stalker.
All right, 833-563-2539. Want to know if you have maybe tracked somebody. You're like, I think they're cheating on me. I'm about to find out. Like, what methods or ways did you go to that? And the thing I really want to hear is I want to find out for somebody that, like, they found out that they were being tracked. Maybe, like, they didn't know about it and they found out. Or maybe they confronted the person because they saw, like, wait, what are you doing going through my phone? Like,
yeah.
What is that?
Do you think Lindsay would not be okay with some messages that you've sent out?
Good morning, Anonymous. No, she'll be fine. I'm just kidding. Hey, Anonymous, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Crap. Let's talk about Anonymous. What do you want to say? What happened?
So I'm with somebody who went through my phone. I mean, obviously, like, I don't have anything to hide. Go ahead. Do what you need to do. 5.5 hours of this person going through my phone.
Wait, like,
5.5 hours?
Like, 5.5 hours?
He didn't find anything. Like, I don't do anything wrong. Like, I'm a good woman. I'm very, very loyal to my man, but he still did not believe.
That kind of thing right there makes me think that the person is going to end up killing you. Seriously, like, that's uber possessive and crazy and controlling. And that's the path you lead down to, McKenzie, when you say, let me check your texts. That's the door you crack open.
But if nothing's hidden, then it should be no big.
She told me off the air that her significant other did download a tracker and put it on her phone, and she didn't know it.
Ooh. I mean, who wouldn't? Okay, so say you're thinking of, like, committing your life to someone. Say you and, like, you guys are so into each other. But I'm just saying, if you were, and you had one day or whatever, you could just see what all their text messages were.
Would you not be
curious?
No, not at all. I don't care. I've never gone through a significant other's phone. And in my opinion, like, you all bring great points. But yeah, I have nothing to hide. Sure, go through my phone. That doesn't mean I want you to go through it. I want you to trust me. So
right.
I'm kind of more, I guess, with Joe on this one. I don't think the relationship is over or it's crap if someone does. I just think, like, you know, like, trust me.
If my boyfriend Joel Daddy went through my phone, the only thing he would find is me searching pictures of the actor Timothy Chalamet for like 5 hours.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, the fun's about to end. You know why?
Why? Oh, no, it's Dare Dice.
Yes,
the first
it
of
is.
2020.
The lowest number is the person that's going to have to face the box of shame tomorrow, which I think I might take a sick day tomorrow. So
tomorrow's
we'll see
my
how that
birthday.
Goes.
Would you guys really make me do like the box of shame on my birthday?
Oh,
that'd be
yes.
The worst.
All right.
I should be exempt.
I'm not really big into what McKenzie and Chop Now does where they speak things into existence.
I'm exempt.
But I'm, no, you're not. I'm speaking into McKenzie rolling. Two.
My birthday wish is no
one and one.
Box of shame. Thank you.
I
granted.
Do my head.